Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Doug Weed is here. Doug is still with us, and you know him from television. You're familiar, I'm sure, with his book, the name at least, if not the book, Inside Trump's White House. You need to get familiar with it, the real story of his presidency. Whether you're a Trump lover or not, this book will inform you. Doug, congratulations on the success of the book. Congratulations on the hard work. It's a very important work that you've done here, and it just adds to your long list of service to us as a thought leader, and I congratulate you on that.
Thank you, Jim. Congratulations on the legacy of your life and what you've done for small business.
I appreciate it. DougWeed.com, folks, W-E-A-D is how you spell his last name. Doug, you've been working with presidents for decades. You've served six of them. You've interviewed six of them. You've worked with at least two. I know you've advised and have been close in different times with President Trump. After all this time, if you were going to look back and sort of encapsulate what you've learned about the presidency, not just the people who've occupied that seat, but the presidency itself, what do you think about it, the evolution of it? Where's it going? What are your thoughts?
Well, Jim, one thing that comes to me that's very interesting personally is that all of the presidents that I've known, six of them, I've had them in my home, I've been in their homes, I've traveled on Air Force One with them and private corporate jets and motorcades and flea bag hotels. every one of them is a good listener, and that surprised me. I was especially surprised by Trump. You only see him talking. So I assumed it was going to be nonstop flow. But there were times where he was interviewing me. I had to say, wait, we're wasting time here.
this is going the wrong way here.
Yeah, every president. George W., he would just kind of nod, moan, and grunt. And he wouldn't really, he didn't want to get committed to what he was saying. You had to kind of figure out what he wanted you to do, and if you figured it out wrong, you got punished for it.
Wow.
But they're good listeners. That was that's a surprise to me.
And
the other big surprise is that it's all about monopoly. And, you know, we talk about small businesses and big businesses and how the big businesses monopolize things. But what I've begun to learn under Trump is some of these big monopolies, they want free enterprise. They're tired of the corruption. They have pride in their product. They want to go back to free markets. They say, we don't have to cheat. And all I can say is I think they envy their rivals, the other companies. They think other companies are cheating better than they are.
Wow.
And they long for free marketplace.
Well, are they?
Do
you see evidence that they're moving toward that? And is the Trump presidency helping them make that shift?
It's happening, whether they like it or not. Look what happened to Boeing. I mean, Boeing gave $1 million to Hillary's foundation.
Mm-hmm.
They maxed out all of their top donors. When Trump won, they came back to New York and said, okay, we're going to build a $15 billion Air Force One. Trump said, no, you bet on the wrong horse.
Right.
You want this plane. You got to come in with a decent bid, about half that price,
mm-hmm.
and it's got to come in on time. And today, some government contracts have 40 companies bidding for something that Boeing used to get without any competitors
mm-hmm.
at all.
But what it sounds like what they had to do, though, was somebody had to force them to do that.
It had to be forced. And it's a game. And this is one of the weaknesses of Trump and one of his strengths. The weakness is He has no army that helped him get elected mayor or Congress or senator or governor. So he went into the White House with nobody with him to put in all of these positions. Mm-hmm. That's also a strength, because while all of these presidents I've known had a big army to follow them into power, the army owns them, too.
And
he held them accountable to donors.
Trump had less baggage. He had less baggage.
That's interesting.
Hey, Doug, this has been fascinating. Will you come back?
Yes, Jim, I'd be honored.
This has been a great visit. Thank you for revealing so much to us today. Doug Weed, ladies and gentlemen, a great American thought leader, and you should follow him. And his new book is called Inside Trump's White House. It's fascinating. You'll be glad that you did. We'll get Doug back again another day. Thanks, Doug, for being here. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.